This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Welcome to Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast. We are excited and glad that you have joined us today.
I feel like you sound more awake in the evening time, Jen.
Do I? Yeah, I haven't had all my coffee today.
I'm working on mine.
Oh my gosh. It for those of you who are listening, we are recording this at 9:15 on a Tuesday morning. And so it's still morning.
Yes.
It's still early for me. I mean, I've been awake a while, but getting coffee in me and anyway.
Exactly. Oh. Well, that was an amazing topic one of our listeners gave us last week.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that podcast.
It was very good. Yeah, me too. I enjoyed not just, you know, the fact that question got submitted, because I love it when listeners give us stuff like that, but just the fact that we could have such a great conversation about it. And hopefully it has like provoked some things in other people as far as like considering relationships and boundaries and reconciliations and the whole thing. It's a complex issue. So we just really scratched the surface.
It is very complex. I still have some people I need to talk to.
Yeah.
And still waiting on those conversations.
Yep. And I have conversations that I've had, and I just need to set the boundary and be okay with the fact that we are not in the same place, and I bless them and let them go. And it's, while it's not something I necessarily want, I've tried the reconciliation, and if the other person is not receptive, who is not a believer, I just got to let them go. So
yes,
anyway,
let go and let God. Speaking of waiting, though, Jen, speaking of waiting for those conversations, what are we going to talk about today?
Yes, we are going to talk about waiting. And this is a very timely topic for me.
Okay.
And it's been something I've wrestled with forever as far as how to approach it, how to be healthy in it, how to hear God in it. We're going to talk about waiting today. When you feel like God has called you into something or called you in a direction, and yet the doors have not yet opened or the opportunities have not yet arrived. And so you're in that tension of knowing you're supposed to do something and yet no way to do it. And so I was journaling this morning a lot about my thoughts about waiting. And I was journaling about this last week as well. And the biggest person I go back to every time about waiting is Joseph, of course, because Joseph had gotten his vision. He didn't quite know what it was, but he knew that something was going to happen. He saw his brothers bowing before him, you know, had the vision of that, and had as a young man of, I think he was 17, to you know, boldly pronounce that to his brothers. And of course, that just set off a whole chain of events that sold him into slavery. And then he was in Potiphar's house. Then he was in prison. Then he was forgotten about by, I think it was the king's cupbearer. And eventually he got to where he was going, but it took 13 years for him to get from that vision to when it actually came to pass, and he was second only to Pharaoh. And so last week, what I was really wrestling with God over was why, I'm like, God, why didn't your word reveal what his frame of mind was during that 13 years, what his wrestles were, how he got through that whole period of the not yet, you know, it's coming, but it's not yet here. So, you know, how did he process it, God? So that has been my wrestle for a long time, because I do know something is coming for me, a specific calling, and yet the doors have not yet opened. And I'm not sure why. And so the voice of doubt sometimes creeps in on that in a lot of different ways. Like,
oh, yeah.
What if God isn't real and you've misheard him? Now it's probably the enemy, but I'm just going to be honest and say that I have thought that, like, oh my gosh, what if God isn't real and this is all, bleh. And then it's like, eh, no, I know God's real. And then it's like, and then it's like, well, what if I've heard God wrong? And so this morning it was like, well, what if I have heard God wrong? And it's like, well, then I've lived my life the best way I knew how anyway. And done the things I felt like God has told me to do in the moment. And I think there's a thing like active waiting on God.
Yeah.
When it comes to being in that spot of the not yet.
Yeah. When I think, as you were talking, I think that's why we've talked about several times in this podcast, why those memory markers are so important, because we talk about, you know, when we wrestle and we have times of doubt and those things, we can clearly shut the enemy or our negative self-talk down really quickly by saying, no, we've seen God in all these moments leading up to this, and he's not going to bring us this far just to leave us. So that is why we can look back on those memory markers. And I'm sure part of the reason why you can shut down that talk really quickly as you're reflecting and wrestling with the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cause I know God is real, but you just get in those spots of when it's silent. And this morning I thought about Abraham, because as I was journaling, I was saying to myself, am I supposed to actively be working towards this calling? Should I be trying to make it happen? Should I, you know, just wrestling through this? And I was reminded, like I said, of Abraham and how he knew the promise of God. I mean, he had seen God make the covenant with him. I mean, he had seen God do this. Like, that's pretty awesome. Like, God made a covenant with Abraham. That was big.
Yeah. Time.
And so when God told him he was going to give him offspring and it hadn't happened, you know, Abraham and Sarah, they really messed up. And, you know, they had Hagar introduced and then you had Ishmael and the whole thing. And that was very disastrous forever. And so I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to create an Ishmael because I'm not being patient in my wait.
Yeah, that's good. That's good, Jen. As you were wrestling with the Lord and you were really trying to uncover Joseph and what he was thinking at the time, did you feel like you had any revelation there?
No. Not exactly. I mean, I look at how Joseph ended up and how he was strong in God and how even when he was in Potiphar's house, he was strong in God and kept true to what he knew. But I get curious. And as we all probably do when we read that story, like what were his dark times like, you know, in that year?
They were really dark.
Right. Well, and even when he gave the interpretation of the dreams to the baker and the cupbearer, and you know, of course, the baker was not so good,
right?
But the cupbearer, and he just said, you know, remember me, and for a year, nothing. Like cupbearer just kind of forgot, and then it was like, oh yeah, there was this guy named Joseph, and I wonder about that just. I guess as we all do, you know, even like with David and his dark times and some of the stuff that he wrote about, you know, how long will you forget me, O Lord? You know, just in that moment. So.
Well, and I think it's so inspiring, if you will, to be able to look back at these stories and see really dark times, because you know, living in the United States of America, there is some really dark times for people. And Jen and I have had some really dark times, as you probably already know. But, you know, Joseph is sitting here in a jail cell.
Right.
And done nothing wrong. And those things actually happen. But Jen and I are here in you know, pretty comfy place in our homes, and with all of our needs being met. So it is really nice to have, you know, like, okay, well, if God can pull Joseph out of that, into elevate him into this big title, this big position, and fulfill his promises, surely he can bring us into the promises he's promised us. So I just love being able to have those really dark, you know, stories, like, wow, if he can do it for him, he can for sure do it to us. And
right.
Well, so that's really inspiring.
Think about David. When David got anointed, he was a shepherd,
yeah.
Right? Even his own father, like, oh yeah, well, there's David. He's out in the field. And he's brought before Samuel, and Samuel anoints him king. But
yeah.
He wasn't king right away, right? He ended up serving the king. Can you imagine, like, what that thinking is in his head as a young man? He
yeah.
knows he's anointed king, right? He's went through all of that, but yet he's serving the current king.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't even imagine what was going through his head. Like, how, God, how are you going to make this happen? What's going to happen to Saul? Like, you know what I mean? Like, all the things, all the questions.
Yeah, but even thinking about that in a different perspective, you know, God uses everything. Like, he has used all the things we just talked about with your Swiss Army knife thing. He's used all those things. They have, like, okay, well, Jen's got this skill, let me use it here. Or Jen's got this talent, let me use this here. So in the waiting, as David knows, I am going to be sitting on that throne, he's actually in the waiting developing that king, because it wasn't his time yet, you know. And
Good.
I think of one of my favorite messages ever is this message by Christina Kane. And I think if you go to Google or YouTube and just search Christina Kane in the dark room, she gives such an amazing visual. And she talks about, you know, in the dark room, as when film used to be a thing, we would put in cameras. And, you know, in that dark space, in that waiting, it was developed, the beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it had to go into that dark room and sit and, you know, develop before it could become that beautiful picture. So I always think about that as how, like you said, I want to wait and I want to do it well, and I don't want to push through those doors. And that's how we do it. It is, you know, allowing God to develop what he said, because clearly, you know, if I have a lot of promises he's told me, but if I went there before it was too soon, just like if we opened the door in that dark room and let all the light in before it was too soon, it would be damaged, right? Like, the picture would be damaged and it wouldn't be what it was supposed to be, because it was too soon. It wasn't time yet. And so I take a lot of, like, I don't know, that helps me a lot in the waiting. Like, it's not time yet because I'm not ready. Or maybe it's not even me. Maybe the world's not ready for that yet. Or whatever elements, his timing is not right yet, you know? And so that helps me trust in the waiting, although the waiting is so hard.
Yeah, I think trust is the big thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's, at least for me, I know it is. Like, even in my journaling this morning, I was thinking, gosh, Lord, I don't, and it, my journal was a prayer this morning. I was like, Lord, I don't want to get to the end of my life and think I waited for something that never happened. You know what I mean? And that's just
yeah.
doubt talking. That's just doubt talking. And
yeah.
So the neat thing was, I got a bunch of scriptures about trusting the Lord, that he is good. He's not a man that he should lie. And, you know, he lavishes us with his love, and all of these really great affirming scriptures of who we are to him. And it does boil down to trust. Either we trust that
yeah.
he's a good father who, you know, Romans 8:28 is in effect. He will give us a good. Jeremiah 29:11. Hey, holler. I know for our scripture that, you know, our podcast is based on, we do have to lean into that trust. And that's where it's severely hard. You know, when you are in the dark room and you are being developed.
Yeah.
And the thing about being in a dark room and being developed is those, that film has to go through all of these pools of different chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
To pull out the image. And so it's like, what image is God trying to pull out in me right now? Hopefully it's of him, right?
And if anything, you know, comes into, any light comes into that process or anything messes up with that chemical process, the image that was supposed to be isn't there. So, you know, that's why it is so important. Like, you know, I think of, as Jen, and please understand this, is when Jen was talking, I was like, this is me. As Jen is thinking, well, should I push harder? Should I, you know, try to push that door open? If that happens, the image isn't how it was supposed to be, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think that's just a beautiful image we can always think of in the waiting. And I think of, you know, even reading Jen's story and knowing Jen and her life, I think about that little girl in her kitchen sitting there and like, is this it for me, God? You know, you started knowing the Lord, but you're like, is this it? And look at where he's brought you now and thus far. Like, you know, like, I love that we have these moments with the Lord. And because it seems like sometimes it seems like, oh my gosh, we barely moved. But holy moly, what he's brought us through, you know, what he has brought us through thus far. Like, our lives are completely different. We're completely different human beings.
Yes.
And our situations are completely different. The people we're surrounded by are completely different. So man, he is faithful. It's just so sometimes hard to remember while we're waiting for the next promise. And that's why I think it is really important to be present in the moment, because there's so many good things in the moment too.
There is. And sometimes you get presented with something, and this is where I think you're, as you mature in that waiting, that it helps. So like, I was even presented with working with a ministry here in town, a really great ministry,
doing
a lot of really great things, and they really wanted me, and it was like, I don't know if that's my spot. I felt like that wasn't my best yes. Now, was it a great opportunity? Sure. Was it a great ministry? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was it my spot? Not necessarily. But had I, you know, I feel like if I wasn't like constantly connecting in with God and really like listening and seeking, I might have just leaned into that and went that way. And it could have been disastrous. Like for me, I mean, not disastrous. I mean, God's goodwill is still in effect for my life, but it just would not have been my place.
Right.
So I wouldn't have been at my best. So.
Right. It's just a longer route to where you're headed. Right. Like, I think about the same situation for me. I had a ministry contact me about a job, and I was like, whoa, this sounds like the perfect person for this job. Like, there's no other person in this world that could fit this job better than me.
Yeah.
And so it made so much sense, but I also knew what God has told me in other things before, where I'm headed, where he's building up my own ministry, you know, things like that. But I was like, this makes so much sense, and really just prayerful with the Lord, but didn't want to go somewhere where I wasn't supposed to go. But I did do the interview with this ministry and just asked the Lord to, if that was the door that was supposed to be open, I'm going to take a step, Lord. And this is where he's so good and he's so faithful. I'm going to take a step And if this is where I'm supposed to be, just open the door and let everything fall into place the way that it would need to for my family and personal situation to work out. And if that is where I'm supposed to be, open that door, or Lord, close that door. And that was really my heart's prayer. And so the door was actually closed. I did not get that job that made so much sense for me to have. The Lord was, you know, really faithful and not letting me walk into something where what I've been good at, what I've had, you know, passion and compassion for it. Yes. But it wasn't my purpose, my place to fill. So
yeah,
is good. And I think that's just a really good way to look at that, because sometimes we just don't know. And there's seasons where we are not hearing the Lord clearly and loudly and all the things. There's nothing wrong with taking a step and asking him,
right,
open this door or close this door.
Right. Yeah. Like in one situation for me, my prayer has been either change me or move me, meaning change how I feel about the situation or move me to something else. And I feel like that's a God honoring way to pray for that. But
yeah.
And there's two points I want to also make in all of this, in waiting and pursuing your calling and things like that.
Yeah.
I had someone say to me, first point, well, God gave you the ability to like push into things and be active and make things happen. I mean, he gave you that ability. So don't just sit there and wait like a bump on the log. You've got to be doing something. And the way that was intended was, like, God's not going to bring you your calling unless you're actively pursuing it. That felt like an absolute, and you can't have an absolute. Like, for some people, sure. Some people may have just been waiting and God has presented them the opportunity over and over again, and they need to step into it.
Amen. Yeah.
But then there are other people, and I feel like this is me, that the door just hasn't opened. I can't force it open. I have no control on it. So there's no absolutes there. I just wanted to make that point, because when people have thrown that first thing at me, and I've had it happen a couple of times, it felt judgmental. It felt like my calling hasn't happened because I'm not working hard enough to make it happen.
Amen.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the second one was that when your calling happens, that it's just this beautiful, easy thing that just falls into place, and that's not always the case. You might have to wait from a shepherd to a king. You might have to wait for being told in your old age you're going to have a child and waiting years for it to happen. You might be told that you're going to, you know, people are going to bow to you as a leader, and yet you wait 13 years. These things happen. You know, it those are all scriptural good stories. But again, it's not an absolute. For some people, that is absolutely, not absolutely, but that is the thing that happens, right?
Yeah.
And then there are other people that things do click into place. But that doesn't mean that just because it clicked into place and it happened so easy, that is an absolute for everybody. You know,
right. And and I think of lots of stories where we hear, like, it seems like it just happened and doors just opened and it was amazing. But I even think about, you know, growing up as a child, that's preparation. That's in the waiting. There's some development in Jen and I's stories. Our childhood, there was, you know, it was a lot different than some people's. So not that our stories are so much worse than anyone else's. We just have had lots of trauma along the way. So there wasn't that development in the waiting. Now, has God used those traumas and those things? Absolutely. But there was some other things that needed to take place in our journeys along the way, such as healing and, you know, and those things that take some time in our journey. So sometimes when we see these young things, you know, come out as adults and hit the ground running, their development could have been in their childhood. You know, God is going to develop, and there is a waiting period for everyone. We don't see any 1-year-old, you know, people who've really made 1-year-olds really made it, you know, like maybe the parents have used them as a celebrity or something, but that's not their development. You know, they're not coming out of the womb and they have their purpose fulfilled right there. So there is always some waiting, and sometimes it may look longer because God has, you know, in my case, and I'll speak for me, but God has a whole for me. Like, he has a life that he looked so incomplete and that needed healed, and that was just partial, and he wanted to make it whole. And so he didn't want to leave me this broken little girl and then put me into my purpose. That wouldn't have been kind. Can you imagine, you know, Jen and I have shared, we feel like we are going into speaking in our lives. And can you imagine this broken little girl on the stage? Anytime anything wrong would have happened, I would have just ran or retreated or cried right there on stage. And I wouldn't have been able to handle what God has promised. You know, he's developing the person who can handle that and all the things that come with that. When things go wrong, a mature, developed, wholer person will be in that and standing, you know. So there's always a waiting. Just sometimes we look at everyone else and we only see just like a little tiny snippet of their life. And we're like, man, why did that door open so quickly for them? Well, we have no idea what their journey has looked like with the Lord. You know, maybe they have had a pretty pure life and their parents have been a part of the development in their journey to get them to where they are sooner. But God is so good and so faithful that, you know, he knows the right timing. We just have to trust that. And I think about, you know, people who really rise up really quick and they weren't developed. And then some scandal comes along or something they did comes out, and man, they crash and burn and we never hear about them again.
Oh yeah. You know what I was thinking the whole time you were talking about that was a tomato plant, and how a tomato plant can't bear the weight of a tomato until it's grown to its full size and it's strong and it's, you know, it's I don't want to call it branches, but it stems.
Yeah.
It support the weight of a tomato. If you tried to put the weight of a tomato on a young tomato plant, of course it would break it. It would just wouldn't be able to do it. So that's what I was thinking.
Absolutely. That's good.
Yeah. So I want to be a fully developed tomato plant. And I guess, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it's just not happening. But I am also reminded about how God, when he's answered prayers, there have been times that it reminds me of the scripture. I think it's in Isaiah where it says he is devising the answer even before we call.
Thank you, Jesus.
And there have been times where I've like gotten an answer to prayer and I had to step back and go, whoa, like my brain is almost filled up with amazement over that it had started years ago or months ago or whatever it was, that these steps and these things had to happen. When I finally got to the answer for me, it was like, oh my gosh, God, I just recently realized I need this. And yet you were preparing it all the way down the road. So that's another thought for being in the waiting, that maybe there's something that's being prepared independent of me that hasn't gotten to its part yet.
And, oh yeah.
And therefore I have to wait for it to mature to whatever it is.
Right. So
that
and only God knows what that is. You know, it doesn't mean that it's always you, like you are not ready yet. You know, it doesn't always mean that it's, you know, about you. It could be many other elements, but God knows and he sees it all. He sees all the puzzle, where we're looking at one little piece of the puzzle and we're like, but we look like we fit there. Lord, we fit. And he's like, the puzzle is not complete yet. Your piece doesn't go into that yet, right? Like, we're right there in the middle piece that the rest, the outer edges, and all those things have to be put on before we can shove our little piece in there, right? And so God sees it all, and he is faithful. And we're going to come back in our podcast one day, and we're going to tell you the story of how faithful he has been.
Oh, yeah.
And waiting for where Jen and I are going. So
yeah, cool. That is really cool. That puzzle piece. I've put together so many puzzles, and then you have this one piece that you think fits somewhere. It's the right shape, you think. And yeah, try to put it in, it just doesn't fit. And you think, oh, how can that be the wrong piece? That looks right. And it's like, nope, still the wrong piece. And then you find the right one, and it's like, oh, yeah, there we go. There we go. So yeah, I don't want to be cramming the wrong puzzle piece in the wrong place.
Amen. Amen. He's good. And he is, this really has helped build my faith and trust even more, just talking about it and processing the waiting, because I know everyone out there is waiting on something, you know? So I just pray that this has been a blessing to our audience, and that their faith is built while they're waiting for their next thing as well.
Yeah. Let's pray for those folks out there. Let's just end this in prayer. I'll start. And if you want to finish the prayer,
sure,
please do. Papa God, thank you for all the listeners out there, Lord God, that wherever they are, Lord, if they're in a car, if they are doing a workout, if they're at home, wherever it is, Lord God, I just pray your immense blessings over each person that's listening, Lord God. And as they're in there waiting, Lord, whatever it is, Lord God, whether they are offering a prayer request to you, Lord God, for the salvation of a loved one, or for maybe it's a child in addiction, maybe it's a parent that's in mental illness. I don't know what it is, Lord God, that maybe they're praying about, and they're waiting for your answer, Lord God. I pray that you would strengthen them. I pray that you would surround them with your love and your affirmation that you have this, that you have the situation well in hand, and that you have not forgotten about them, that you are intimately close with them, Lord. I pray that you would bless them with strength and courage and, patience, Lord. And I pray that for me as well, Lord God, just patience. And may they lean into the trust that you want them to have in you, Lord.
And I just affirm everything Jen has said. And Lord, I'm just reminded, when we are weak, you are strong. So we just surrender up our weakness, and we ask for your great intervention and all these things in awaiting. And we bless you and praise you for your faithfulness. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, folks. At that, we will end it. Thank you for joining us for this conversation on waiting. Love to hear your thoughts. Email address is in the description, or if you want us to discuss a certain topic that you're maybe wrestling with, we would gladly do that.
Amen.
Well,
thank you, friends.
We will see you later.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.